Chamishi of Parshas Ekev is described perhaps only as an embarrassment of riches, an aliyah that begins with certainly one of the most sublime psukim in all of the Torah, if we could say such a thing. All of the cardinal virtues of Yadus, everything starts with Yirah Hashemayim, and then, of course, Avodas Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Shmiras HaMitzvos, etc. We have then a transition to a Sadnai Luhecha Tiro, so Tavod of Osidbak, Uvishmoti Shaveya, with all that's been said about that and issues that we've discussed on many occasions. And now the pasuk that I want to develop this time around, Husi Lascha Vehu Luhecha, Asher Asayit Chas Hagidolos Vesanoros Hoela, Asher Roe Necha, Husi Lascha. Targum, hu, sush bachtach. And then you have in the Kaddish, tush bechasa v'nechamasa. But it's not really clear what direction that goes. What does it mean, hu tilascha? So the Ramban has two suggestions. This is very much the Ramban l'shitaso, in terms of v'hu elokecha, as we'll see. V'tam hu tilascha v'hu elokecha, hu yatilascha shititin kol tilascha ilav. Oso tehalo tamid, uchvod l'acher lo sitin, Utilasa lipsilim velo el halohim vadonim haniskarim. Okay, so the first day in the Ramban is that we only, of course, give halel and shevach to Kaddish Baruch Hu. We don't in any way, shape, or form embrace, exalt, extol Elohim achirim. And I would even add to the Ramban here, that we shouldn't give that halal to ourselves either, apropos what we said earlier in the Sedra. Then the Ramban says, O Yomar, Hutilascha Sheboata Mulao Kolamim, Kilashon Kisifera Suzamoata, Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi from Yermia, and then Hualohecha Shichet Shmalacha Shetilalam, Vuyalachalim Velokisharumos, Ashur Hulahem, Eloheo Elohim, Ashur Chalaklam, Kamosha Pirashti, right? That's the Ramban and Achrimos that we talk about all the time, that the Hashkacha that Shem has over the Jewish people, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, is Yashar, and the Hashkacha for all the other Umos is Derech Kochavim Sarim Umazalos, and even for Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, outside of Eretz Yisrael, that is the reality as well. The Shechno Sidra Shuvah Sashama, what makes Eretz Yisrael mechanistically so important is that is the place that we can seek Hashem and find Hashem. The Shechno Sidra Shuvah Sashama, and experience a much more intensive Hashras HaShchina. And again, with all the caveats that we know of Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos or Mabavel as being Midin Eretz Yisrael, a kind of extraterritorial status that we've talked about in the past many times. So the Ramban again is suggesting that Husi Lascha can be understood in one of two ways. Either this should be the object of our Tehillah, of our Halel, of our, as Targum says, Tush Bechasach. Meidach, this is the source of why you are Meshubach Umehulal, because you have a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to all of the Umos HaOlam. Of course, when it comes to these two deos in the Ramban, to paraphrase Moreno V'Rabbeinu Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, we do not wish to choose, we should not choose, and we cannot choose. Right? Both of these things are absolutely true. Chalila v'chas, that we would ever attribute either to ourselves or to others, hanoraos hagedolos ho'ela, right, that borders at Avodah Zarah, including worship of oneself. And at the same time, of course, we recognize what makes us a source of tehillah is mi goy gadol asher lo elohim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. What makes us distinctive is not that we have any kind of chauvinism or sense of supremacy, but what makes Klal Yisrael unique is the singular relationship we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, which we know is not rooted in our goodness. Don't take it from me, but take it from the Chumash. Lo v'tzid kascha v'yoshel v'avcha ataba l'reshes etartam ki v'rishas agoyim ha'ela Hashem elokecha morisham yipanecha u'misham ro'as ha'shvua. Right, so this is not about us, but our relationship with Hashem does put us in a singular position relative to all of the umos ha'olam. And in that respect, really, it's tarte mashma. Hu silascha v'hu elohecha right? The idea is that Hashem is the object of all of our tehillos, of our shevach, of our hallel, of our shiros, and me'idach, to the extent that Klal Yisrael is the envy of the world, mi goy gadol, asher lo Elohim krovim elav, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. It's firmly rooted in this and this alone, this relationship that we have with Hashem. Again, not because then it expresses itself in material riches. That's the least of the issues, but because of the opportunity that it affords us for Yedias Hashem, this will of course eventually be recognized by Vayabayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad Acharis Hayamim. Everybody will say, Kumba v'Nal Etzion Obeis Hashem V'Yarenu Midracha V'Nochal Be'Archosav Kimitzion Tzitzei Tzorah V'Hashem Yishlayim. That all the nations will recognize that this intimacy that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't be the reason that they persecute us, but on the contrary, it's a good opportunity for them to be inspired and illuminated by us.